If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Hello, everyone. We are back at Radio Row for day two on a Wednesday. Ian McMillan here, joined by Malcolm. What's going on, man?
What's going on, Ian? How you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. I'll say fantastic, Malcolm. We were talking a little bit earlier. This is the 8-year anniversary of the 28-3 game as a Falcons fan. So it's going to be a little bit of a bummer for me to get through this day. I'm going to do my best, though. But I am going to be thinking about that 28-3 game
right.
All day.
It's going to be bittersweet for you, kind of.
It will be, yes. Yeah, but I'm glad to be here with you. I'm excited to talk to the guests. We have a loaded slate of guests for today's show, starting with Vince Wilfork, who will be joining us here shortly. Malcolm, talk to me about what are your thoughts of New Orleans here through the first couple of days?
I mean, the first couple of days, Ian, I got to tell you, New Orleans is just rich in history. I mean, I tell you, seeing Jackson Square, seeing the French Quarter, seeing Bourbon Street, seeing all the different restaurants, it is amazing. I mean, it's just the food here is prestige.
What is your favorite thing that you've ate so far in New Orleans?
The favorite thing I've eaten so far has been the seafood omelet.
Ooh.
It's been to die for.
Have you tried alligator yet?
Not yet. I'm going to try to see if I can try the rest of the week while I'm here. So I'm going to give it a shot.
That is what I'm looking for to eat. I'm not a big seafood guy, but I do want to try alligator. I hear that it tastes like chicken. So
what about beignets?
I have had that, yes, but I feel like every state or every city has a version of that. I mean,